Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Talking about learning, you know, the drive time team specifically. Glenn knows a lot of languages.
Yes.
He speaks Tshivenda, Xitsonga, Setswana, you name it.
Glenzito.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's got his own language
100%.
Also. Now, I want to play a clip first here, right? Mm-hmm. And why we are going in this direction.
Ashen Kokwan.
Wat sê jy? Ek verstaan nie daai taal nie. Nee man.
Ai, ai, so aan jou Kokwan.
Nee man, ek verstaan nie daai taal nie.
Hi, mom Jan maar. Nee, stil jy tsanga.
Nee, jy moet Afrikaans praat met my.
Ja, maar dan sê la bla bla.
Nee.
Jy kan rele jou skool.
Jy moet vir my Afrikaans praat.
I want to love you, Kokwan.
Ek is te oud om daai taal van jou nou te leer, jong.
Ai, Kokwan.
Ja.
Mek ek gorin van my tee was tsanga.
Nee man, jy moet met my Afrikaans praat. Anders ek verstaan nie vir jou nie.
Maar af van my stewe tsonga.
Ja.
Nee man, nee.
Oh my word. Ladies, how many languages can you actually speak? And when was the last time you learned a new language? And what are the challenges maybe that you experienced when you were learning a new language? Mbali?
I relatively speak just Zulu, a bit of Xhosa, and I didn't know for the longest time that I can speak Sesotho.
Yes.
My grandmother is Sesotho, my maternal grandmother is Sesotho, and I never used to speak Sesotho to her because my mom and her siblings would always say, speak to her in Zulu, she needs to learn Zulu. So I know Afrikaans, but I understand Afrikaans now. When we used to do in school, you could speak Afrikaans now. Nah, it's no longer there. So I relatively know a number of South African languages.
Yeah.
But when I was working in the Free State, I realized that I could actually speak Sotho very well.
Would you encourage?
So it was, yeah. So it was a, you know, like a rude awakening for me to say, like, oh, all these years I thought I couldn't speak Sesotho properly. I can actually have a conversation with somebody in Sesotho, and I actually enjoy that. And yeah, but I relatively speak a lot of the common languages in our country.
Would you encourage your children to learn more than one vernacular language?
Oh no, definitely. I encourage my mother-in-law, because she's also Sotho. My husband's Xhosa. I encourage her to speak to my kids in Sesotho, because in Joburg, where we live, not a lot of people speak Sotho. So I encourage her a lot. I'm like, please, like, just speak to her so she can understand. And when she comes back from the holidays, she now has like a little sayings here, yo, you know. Aww. You start, I'm like, oh, at least she's picking up.
Yeah.
So it's always good for kids, especially because, I mean, they learn quicker. They can absorb languages better, especially now with the schools that they go to. So it's a good thing that they should be surrounded by as many languages as possible, so that they can converse with anyone in the country.
You, Slu?
I can speak just like Mbali, a number of languages. Last I checked, I could speak 9 of our 12.
Yes,
yeah,
that's a lot.
Yeah, no, I can. And I think it also has to do with growing up in the township.
Yeah.
You get to interact with a lot of people. And one thing that I've always been, I realize now that I've been intentional about, is learning the language with the accent. So that I don't speak Sepedi ka Sizulu. You know what I mean? And for the longest time, I could speak isiZulu, like proper isiZulu, so much so that I spoke isiZulu in the household, and my mom was like, okay, you are pushing it now. You know what I mean? So learning languages has not been an issue for me. It hasn't been an issue.
You, Wara?
Oof, I think the last time I learned a new language was probably French, but even then I haven't used it as much.
Yeah.
I think I was disadvantaged based on the fact that I grew up in Pretoria. So in Pretoria, you know what I mean? So I didn't really have the advantage of learning other languages in depth, but also I think the disadvantage with a lot of people that want to learn the language is what Slu was saying. Now, oblala Zulu, Kaspitori accent, and then people tease you, and you get disencouraged to want to learn. But one thing that we were doing now, my daughter and I, she speaks fluent Tsonga.
Ooh.
I do not. So nakabulela Setswana, kabulela Sepedi. So I speak to her ka Setswana, and she responds in Tsonga. So that's what we're doing, because I also see now she has taken interest. She wants to learn my language. So that's what we do at home.
I'm telling you, have you heard me speak Zulu?
No, man.
Yeah. Kona manje.
Yeah.
Sizongena.
Yeah.
etrafikini.
Okay.
Iyako. Ngicela ukuthi abantu balalelayo khona manje.
Yeah.
Basende I voice note. Ku 0636880959. Basitshele ukuthi aba
ama languages.
Do they like allow their kids?
Wow.
Abantwana bakho abakhuluma what's language ngizulu kungena?
Ulwimi.
Ulwimi other.
Yeah.
I think that's where I need to stop.
Okay.
Yeah, for peace in the Middle East. Right. Wow.
Good morning. Good morning, family. It's a fortune. I can speak 9 out of 12. Di ane drieles lan me dear makar Swati and Ndebele and some language. Those are the only problem language to me. But other than that, I speak 9.
9 in fetu. Yo.
Nawe siyafana bunolo mina nawe sifana ngqongqo ngqonga bona mina nawe kaSizulu mina abanyazi emsebenzini bathi hayibo hayibo yekela phuma lapho phuma usima hudi phuma ayi ena ngiphumi mina yakhuluma kithi cha 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 ithethe kithi cha cha kimise yonke indobona bazokuzwa ukuthi mina bengithini okusalayo bazokuzwa
okusalayo mngani wami bazokuzwa ukuthi ufuna ukuthini because bona sizo understand isenana yobu nolo chak
morning best thing in the ladies I call this isiZulu saka best thing now I grew up in Soshanguve so I'm fluent yeah in most of the languages because you have to. So, yeah, I speak almost all of the South African languages and a big Afrikaans.
And actually, it is a survival, you know, it's part of surviving in South Africa, specifically.
Best thing, okara ki mamete mind your language, how buasi suku. But in any case, waleka. Now, I do encourage my kabis khorba buasi soto or sepedi because you find banababa buasi English a lot of times and when they were still young they could speak sort of fluently but now because of school and interacting with other kids they speak a lot of English so what we do in the household we speak to them Kasisotho. If they don't know how to respond Kasisotho, then we tell them this is how you're supposed to respond. They tell us in English and then we tell them this is how you're supposed to respond and that's how we encourage them to learn African languages and also to try and learn maybe isiZulu not just isiZulu but at least 2 other African languages.
Ah, love it, man, love it.
You know the benefits of staying a cast, especially I think Soweto. I'm not sure about other locations and maybe Navo Mathembis. Is that in most instances you'll find Uti, all neighbors, your neighbors are different or speak different languages. You find Uti in 5 houses there's 5 languages: Xhosa, Sepedi, Zulu. Sotho, it's Tsonga, it's Venda. So, and you interact as kids with those kids and you start learning their language. They start teaching you their language. You teach them their language and you pick up. You might not be as fluent as you'd want to be because what I also picked up, especially as Soweto, is Zulu said dominate depending the area that you are. So you might find umntase Soetonga as a manyama language. But in places where we grew up, you know, you find Utai. You know, we can amba or bolabola, sakuluma, rabua. You know, we do at least four. If you are from Soweto, you must know those languages.
And then how far more obokuishisha? Wangua.
Bonolo, your Zulu is killing. It is killing me. As a matter of fact, not even Zulu, it's Fanagalo. You know Fanagalo?
Yes. And then diakuluma mina, please, hoksalayo. Langutra.
Yo, nasi Zulu saka thing. Yo, my son even tells me to never speak Zulu. Kiasibasona, but the accent is like out of this world. Yo, nasi Zulu saka thing. I don't even. The wiki sarathanga thing, to be quite honest, kerata uwasi Zulu mar. The accent, I think, like tied. I've got. I'm tongue-tied when it comes to Zulu, like Khwakhana. Have a great day, team.
You know what's so funny? When I speak Zulu, I don't know why. I just always feel like it must come with a little bit of violence. Yeah. Like la 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 la.
Morning, ladies. Morning, Beastie. Happy New Year, ladies. My little lady, she's 8, turning 9 next month. I've taught her, well, I've managed to ensure that she commands about 4 of the languages currently. And me, the father, I command 8.
Ah, man, you are such a responsible parent.
The thing I can attest to what this guy said is very, very mokulili Zurich, you must at least know more than 2. Basically, I can speak about 3, 4, not including English. Because neighbor on the left, there was Zulu, neighbor on the right, there was Sotho. And some neighbors on the streets, there was Bapedis, and hey, so okola ubu obolela ubuwa. That's why when I'm in Pretoria and I speak Pitori, people say I am not from Joburg. Of how the tongue is so versatile and can just adjust.
So I'm learning Kiswahili since it's one of the most spoken languages in Africa. I must say it gets really frustrating, and sometimes I would stay off for 2 weeks, and when I go back, it's like I'm starting all over again. I always thought learning a new language would be, you know, a smooth ride, but it's not. So so that's what I'm learning. It's exciting to learn a new language anyway, but yeah, it gets frustrating, but also fun at the same time. But what I've realized, you really need consistency to be able to catch on quicker.
Ah, Swahili, absolutely stunning, Lani.
Bunolo, Beasting on the street, on the air. Bunolo, I was born in Soweto, Middle East. I'm fluent in Abalabula and the Amba, Yabua and the Ateta, Prat, English, and I'm in sales, very strong. So when I just see the surname, I convert to that language, and it makes sales very, very easy. And in life as well, you have conversation with different people with different languages.
Mm, Glenn is teaching me, Chivenda, but like he's so impatient. He's that old man.
Ainalanalo and the team, Nakiabua, Kakuluma, Nabulabula, Abshani, Minjani, Pukila Minjani, Lenet Lenzito, Kitarama Degua, and Vermini, Kakata, Wuna, then English, Africans ringing and Zankaholo, then is Ketuna, Songangan and Haguso. So, yeah, South African proudly.
Manu.
Morning, Beasting. Oh, the way I speak so many languages, ne? But how about the Lurki Mukai anymore? Like the way in Kurumanga Kona, Githeta, Zvenda, Abakasin Gitzisil, Gaubot. Yo, I'm so good, ne, in languages except Afrikaans, because I didn't do it at school, so I can hear, but I can't converse it. Marake, Gungan's a mix, man.
You guys are making me proud as a Zelda. I need to do better.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.